This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Though I know it's still autumn at our little homestead near the banks of the Ojolote, it feels like winter. It's not that cold. Well, a little cold, especially in the morning. And I think that's it. The cold, dark mornings feel wintry. You know, I wish I was capable of sleeping a little later in the morning. That could help. But old habits die hard, and I'm up 5-ish, 5:30-ish, banging around, reaching for light switches, letting dogs and cats out the kitchen door. Three cats. How did we get three cats? Race out the door. Our two dogs, Burly and Badger, look out into the cold, dark morning, turn around, and go back to the bedroom. I build a small fire in the wood stove, make coffee, and look out the window for signs of dawn. Well, whatever you call it, winter, fall, I love the season. You know, the warm clothing, the chopping of wood, the heater that works in our truck. Oh, that chopping of wood. That reminds me, I wanted to tell you, Ms. Mosquito and I recently drove to Douglas, Arizona to get our firewood cutting permit. Oh, yeah. Went to the U.S. Forest Service and got our wood cutting permit and our Christmas tree tag. Oh, yeah. And after our U.S. Forest Service visit, we traveled northward on back roads headed to the Whitewater Draw Wildlife Area. We needed some sandhill crane units, maybe some snow geese units, maybe some miscellaneous shorebirds and ducks. That's what I'm talking about, right? So not too far from the entrance to that wildlife area, maybe about a half mile, we see an old dirt road, and we went down that old dirt road into an agricultural field, an old field, and we drove into that field and parked and ate our picnic lunch and watched from our chairs as hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of sandhill cranes called and flew in and flew over us on their way to their loafing area. It was awesome. Oh, yeah, we wandered around that old hammered land, scruffy mesquite, some pretty cool stands of grasses, Sidos grama, cane, beardgrass, tobosa. Oh, snakeweed was around that little shrub, and burrowweed, that little shrub. But in a stand of dry brown stems, Ms. Mosquito spots a fluffy tuft at the top of one of those brown stems glistening in the sun. Maybe a downy feather from a crane, we think. But when she goes over to it, hey, it's an open milkweed pod, the fluff, the coma, with seed attached, ready to float across the land. Milkweed pods, they're called follicles. Follicles split down the side. That's what makes them a follicle. They split down the side to open, to dehisce, and disperse coma and seed to be chased by children, sometimes adults. I'm pretty sure we were looking at Asclepias, a milkweed Asclepias, and the species, let me do it slowly because I've been stumbling over this, Subverticillata. Subverticillata. Sounds like a dance move. Anyway, horsetail milkweed, and sometimes called poisonous milkweed because the latex is quite toxic to some grazing critters. But listen, monarch butterflies love it. The genus Asclepias honors the Greek god of medicine. The species Subverticillata. Sub means almost, not quite, nice try. Verticillata means whorled, as in W-H-O-R-L-E-D, refers to the leaves on the stem. They're not quite whorled. To me, like I said, that species name sounds like a dance move. Look out, Ms. Mosquito. Okay. What a nice day, right? What a marvelous day. Sandhill cranes calling overhead, dehissing milkweed pods, glistening in the sun. These borderlands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.